It's tax time once again, which is quite possibly the busiest time of year. Filing for your taxes can be rather taxing, especially if you own a small business or freelance. Bassist and former freelance journalist Michael Moore, tax season...
It can get confusing, because, yeah, there's not a whole lot of rules. There's no handbook for freelance journalists or freelance writing or freelancers in general, I think, whether it be photography or whatever.
All the paperwork and numbers can be confusing, but as CRA media rep Joanne DeWall says...
The number one tip we can give when filing is returned is to make sure that you're organized before you start.
Keeping your receipts and getting the right paperwork sounds easy enough. Moore suggests stay organized.
Keep good records on everything that you spend and everything that you earn as a just in case, really. Obviously the earning part is more important to the CRA, so you want to take 30% to be on the safe side. But also keep track of your expenses because you never know what you can and can't claim, or tuck away 30% of everything that you make as a just in case. And so that's what I did, and that's what helped me this year. So when I did my taxes and the unnamed company sent me my T4 after the fact, I just went back.
Some of the most common mistakes, according to the CRA website, are filing for moving expenses, student loans, and medical expenses when not applicable. DeWall says these common mistakes are easy to fix.
If you file your tax return and you realize that maybe you've missed something, we have an amazing feature that's called Refile. So if you're using an electronic software platform, which we encourage people to do if they can, you can actually use that same software to add in the additional information or slips that you've missed and send in what we call an adjustment to a tax return, and that will issue a reassessment.
Doing your taxes is tedious and grueling work, but being patient and staying organized can help prevent mistakes in the long run. It's important to remember to file your individual tax return by April 30th and keep all documents you've claimed for 6 years. For small businesses, you must pay your income tax by April 30th and file for a return by June 15th. Sure, doing your taxes is intimidating, but there's free tax clinics and help available for everyone pretty much every tax-related issue this season. Take a big breath. Break out your calculators, and good luck. For Kicker News, I'm Rebecca Blake.